My men will see you on Thursday. How will we n They'll know. They stood up. I watched them leave without so much as a second glance. Say it, Dad ordered, reading me like a goddamn book as soon as the doors closed behind them. You let them take those women? I didn't let them do shit. I don't traffic women, Alejandro, but some of the men I know do. Everyone has a mother or a child. Those are two things that I don't fuck with. You understand me? I peered down at the table. Yes. My mind was spinning at what was going to happen to those women. All I could think of was Amari and Sophia. I would fucking kill anyone if they tried to take them. I proved that to be true already. You look me in the eyes when I'm talking to you, hijo. My patience is wearing very thin with having to remind you. I looked up, staring into his dark, cold, daunting eyes that never showed any emotion. There were times like these where all I wanted was to know what he was thinking, what he was feeling. Especially to know whether he loved me or not, always feeling as though I was just another card that he brought to the table. Power. Some people may never like me, and I will never give a fuck. Everything I do it for all of you. At the end of the day, family is all that matters. I narrowed my eyes at him, taking in his words. Respect is not given. It's earned. Until that day, you will look me in the eyes when I'm talking to you. One day, you'll stand where I am, and you'll thank me for making you who you are. We rode home in silence. I stared out the limo window the whole way home, contemplating everything I had learned that day. When we got home, my dad went straight to his office like he always did, and I headed up to my room. I spent the rest of the night staring at the ceiling, thinking about my life and how Sophia fit into it. She was never far from my thoughts. She knew who my family was, what the future held for me. We didn't discuss it, but we didn't have to. The truth was blatantly staring us in the face, except when I was with her. I didn't want to be anywhere else. It was like living a double life. Sophia as Alejandro, the 16-year-old kid, and Alejandro Martinez, son of the notorious crime boss, destined to take over one day. Over the last year, Sophia and I had gotten closer, close in ways I never imagined could be possible. I had pussy thrown at me left and right. Women literally threw themselves on my dick when they saw me walking in with my father. That's all it took for them to want to get on their knees and suck my cock. All I wanted was Sophia. No one else existed in my eyes. She was there when I needed her, and even when I didn't. I tried to keep that part of my life private from my father. I knew he was becoming suspicious, since I never took those women up on their offers like I had before, fucking every single one of them without thinking twice about it. Now I just worried that he would try to take her away from me. He couldn't. There wasn't a chance in hell I'd ever let him. She was mine. End of story. A few days later, I finally had some downtime and got to spend some alone time with Sophia. My face turned into the palm of her hand and I softly kissed it. We were lying on my bed, paying no attention to the movie playing in the background. My parents were gone for the night. It was their anniversary, and my dad took my mom out. Ever since the incident with John and Marco, Dad was extra diligent with whom he hired to protect us. There were always extra bodyguards on staff now, specifically around me. Dad said I had become a target, enemies craving to put a bullet in my fucking head the second I stepped foot into a meeting with him. I started to appreciate life, or whatever the fuck I was living, because nothing was guaranteed. Especially my life. Sophia came over for a sleepover with Amari, and Michael stopped by shortly after, much to my fucking disapproval. In the eyes of Sophia's grandparents, my father was her savior. I don't know what bullshit story he told them about what happened that night, and I didn't give a flying fuck because my girl was in my bed.
You look tired,
she rasped, scratching my head that was lying on her lap.
Your dad is working you too hard.
I slowly turned my face in her lap, nuzzling my nose along her inner thigh. I peered up at her as I wrapped my arms around her waist. In one swift move, I tugged her tiny frame toward me, making her squeal. I lightly brought my body on top of her, supporting my weight with my arms on either side of her face. My mouth was now inches away from hers.
I don't want to talk about my dad, cariño.
She smirked as I gently brushed my lips back and forth along her mouth, loving the feel of her lips against mine.
So soft. So warm. So fucking mine.
Oh yeah? Then what do you want to talk about?
Who said I wanted to talk? I rasped,
working my way down her neck, wanting to feel her pulse beating against my lips. To this day, I was still so goddamn grateful she was alive. I stopped on the spot right under her ear that made her go fucking crazy, moving her hair to the other side of her neck, never letting up on my caresses on her skin. I could feel the effect I was having on her, and she hadn't stopped me yet.
Alejandro, she moaned.
My heart sped up, and my cock twitched, hearing my name roll off her tongue. I had never heard that tone come from her before. Sophia had always been a good little girl, pure and innocent. That didn't stop me from wanting to be the first guy to feel her from the inside, taste every last inch of her perfect body, make her come on my cock and beg me to stop. We hadn't done anything more than kiss. I was patient, but my dick was eager to sink into her sweet pussy. I would never pressure her into anything she wasn't ready for, but that didn't mean I couldn't drive her insane with need. Taking her to the edge, getting her nice and fucking wet. I may have been falling in love with her, but I wasn't a goddamn saint. I was a man. I had needs, and I needed her.
What, baby?
I essentially kissed down her neck to her collarbone, working my way down closer to her breasts. Going right for her hard nipple that was poking through her slim cotton tank top, I wanted nothing more than to take her tits in my mouth and make her come from that sensation alone. She knew better than to come into my bed without wearing a bra.
You need to stop,
she purred, arching her back off my bed.
No,
I don't, I spoke honestly, continuing my descent. Her chest was rising and falling with every movement of my lips getting closer to her nipple.
We shouldn't do this.
Is that right, cariño? I lightly flicked her nipple with my tongue through her tank, grinning as I peered up at her. She was coming undone beneath me, soft moans escaping her pouty lips. I grabbed her wrists with one hand and placed them gently above her head. My other hand, working its way down her torso to her hip, as I grinded my hard cock right against her sensitive pussy, pushing her further to the edge.
You're so fucking beautiful,
I groaned, desperately needing to take what I wanted to be mine. Her mouth parted, and she licked her lips as I slowly pulled down her tank top. The smell and feel of her was all around me, making me burn with desire to claim every last fucking inch of her. I had done way more than any 16-year-old should have known about, but it never felt like that with her. Not even close. Not one time. I wanted to capture this moment and hold on to it for as long as I could. I wanted to remember her just like this. For me. Mine. And I couldn't hold back any longer.
I love you, Sophia. You own me. I'm yours. Para siempre.
I confessed. Forever. She lifted her head off my pillow. Her lust-filled gaze was quickly replaced by shock as her eyes widened, looking past me toward my bedroom door. I turned to see what ruined our moment, coming face to face with Michael, who was standing in the hallway, watching. Chapter 6. Martinez.
Alejandro, my office. Ahora, Dad ordered. Now,
in a tone I didn't appreciate. He walked right past the dining room, not even acknowledging any of us who had been waiting for him to come home to eat. My mom had invited Sophia and Michael over for dinner. She had been slaving away all day, cooking my father's favorite damn meal. He didn't so much as look in her direction to say a simple hello or thank you. He just stormed in, too pissed off at God knows what, and I was about to get the wrath. Mom and Amari glanced at each other, and then back at me, their worried expressions mirroring one another. I simply scooted my chair back and calmly stood, smiling. Reaching over the table, I squeezed my mom's hand in a loving gesture before excusing myself. No one said a word, but they didn't have to. Their faces spoke for themselves. When I walked into his office, he was sitting behind his desk, his arms set out in front of him, with his head cocked to the side, waiting to unleash his fury on me. He nodded toward the door. I understood his silent gesture to close it behind me. I did, allowing it to slam a little, earning me a glare I used to fear. I casually walked over and took a seat in one of the chairs in front of his desk. Leaning forward, I placed my arms on my legs, clasping my hands together in front of me, looking him dead in the eyes. I arched an eyebrow, waiting.
I'm going to ask you this one fucking time, Alejandro. One time,
he emphasized, holding his finger out in front of him.
Did you think I wouldn't find out about Sophia.
I don't.
I highly suggest you don't fucking lie to me. I'm giving you a warning because you're my son.
I swallowed hard, contemplating my next move. If I showed him fear, if I gave him what he wanted, what he expected, I would forever be in his goddamn grasp. Under his control till the day he dies. It was now or never. I leaned back into my chair, folding my arms over my chest, not backing down.
Since when do you care who I'm fucking, old man? I countered, laying all my cards out perfectly on the table.
It was the only game my father played, and I was prepared to call his bluff, hoping like hell that he wouldn't call me out on mine.
His eyes lit up. It was quick, but I saw it.
He grinned, leaning back in his chair.
If you were just fucking her, then you wouldn't be sitting in front of me with a shit-eating grin on your face.
I thought you wanted me to enjoy pussy. Wasn't that the whole point of getting me a whore?
Carajo, he breathed out. Fuck.
With an expression I had never seen before.
You love her?
He stated it as a question, shaking his head in disappointment.
You fucking love her.
I knew it wouldn't take him long to figure it out. I didn't have to tell him the truth. He could smell it on me.
It's kind of a coincidence, don't you think? Girl from the wrong side of the tracks makes rich, powerful boy fall in.
She didn't fucking make me do anything, I gritted out through a clenched jaw, cutting him off. Before I even got the last word out, his chair flew out from underneath him, crashing into the wall with a thud. His fist slammed against the desk, making me jump.
You stupid son of a bitch! The change in your eyes, your composure, the sudden drop of your fucking balls talking to me like that, to me, your father. You want to bring her into this life? Then you better learn how to fucking hide those emotions, hijo. I can see straight through you. I can see her behind your eyes. I can feel her coursing through your bloodstream. It's pouring out of you. She's your weakness, your fucking death sentence. She would be the first thing I would use against you. Do you think she's strong enough to handle our lifestyle? Your future?
I didn't falter. I couldn't. If I did, I would lose.
Her.
Is that why you tried to kill her?
I viciously spewed, finally saying what I'd been thinking since that night.
You think I'm capable of that? Do I need to remind you that my own daughter was there that night?
It was pretty convenient that Amari was barely touched, just roughed up a little. Sophia, on the other hand, was 2 seconds from being raped and beaten to death, so yes, I think you're capable of anything.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. He casually nodded, rounding his desk to walk around the room.
The silence was deafening all around us. Every step he took, I expected him to lash out, yell, threaten, or punish me. But his silence was eerier than his rage. I followed his every movement, feeling as if each step brought me closer to my demise. He spun, locking eyes with me, placing his hands in his pockets casually.
I paid all of that girl's medical expenses. I made sure her grandparents wouldn't need or want for anything for the rest of their lives, including getting them papers. Did you know they were illegal immigrants? I didn't stop them from going to the cops. The only lie I told was that someone broke in. I'm even paying for her college. She's no longer a scholarship student. I gave another person the opportunity to get an education at the school you and your sister don't give a shit about.
I scoffed. Hush money. That's supposed to impress me? Come on, old man, you can do better than that. He grinned, shaking his head.
Not enough, eh? How about the 2 men's bodies that I personally lit on fire, not leaving a trace of their fucking lives on this earth? This is a dangerous time for our family. I expect retaliation from Javier's side. You think it's the best time to bring a girlfriend into your life? If you love her so much, then you would let her go. It's the right thing to do.
I stood, placing my hands in my pockets, mirroring his demeanor. Getting right up in his face, I argued.
You wouldn't know the right thing to do if it slapped you in the fucking face and said hello. You're telling me that you had no idea who those men were, because I know for a fact that you pretty much make your men bend over and cough before you hire them, so you can see how I find your story hard to believe.
I would never forget the next words that came out of my father's mouth for the rest of my life. It was the first, but not the last time, that I witnessed humanity. His eyes glazed over with so much fucking emotion that it almost knocked me on my ass.
I made a mistake, Alejandro, he confessed, bowing his head in shame.
I jerked back, the impact of his words too much for me to take.
But I took care of it, hijo. I fucking took care of it. The dead can't talk, and I made damn sure of it.
I was about to say something about his confession, but he cleared his throat, looking back up into my eyes. If I had blinked, I would have missed it. That was how quick his iron-clad guard came back into its usual place, once again the hard-ass he always was, locking up his emotions as if they never existed to begin with. He patted my back, turning to leave his office, not saying another word. "You might have laid my path, but you do not tell me who I can love," I declared, stopping him dead in his tracks. "That's my choice, and my choice is her." There was nothing left to say. It was all burned to ashes, exactly like their bodies. I didn't give him a chance to respond, wanting to have the last word. I left him standing there, with nothing but the truth I'd just warned. All eyes were on me when we entered the dining room, probably shocked to see that I came back in one piece. It was as if they had all been holding their breath the entire time I was gone. My dad walked over to my mom, kissed her on the cheek before taking his seat at the head of the table. Sophia gave me a reassuring smile as I pulled out my chair. She was so fucking beautiful. I didn't give it a second thought. I was over to her in four strides, grabbing the sides of her face, kissing her deep for the first time in front of everyone, needing to stake my claim, to show my father and Michael that I didn't give a flying fuck what they wanted. I took Sophia home later after we watched a movie. Heading back, hoping to catch the motherfucker before he left my house, I stood by Michael's car, counting the minutes until I saw his goddamn face, wanting nothing more than to lay him the fuck out. But out of respect for my sister, I would give him one fucking warning. Just one. "Now look who it is. The prodigal son," Michael mocked, walking down the driveway toward me. "What the fuck do you want, Martinez? Why are you waiting for me?" I didn't hesitate, getting right up in his face, slightly pushing him back. He stammered a little, but didn't waver much. "I know it was you, motherfucker. You went to my father like the fucking bitch that you are. Man up. Man the fuck up and tell me to my face that you're not the one who told him about Sophia and me." I sneered, my hands balling into fists at my sides, itching to knock the fucking grin off his face. He chuckled, nodding. "Fuck you, asshole. I don't want your sloppy seconds. I got a girl already. You may know her. She's your fucking sister." "You got a dick," I spit out, grabbing him by the shirt and pushing him up against my car. "I see the way you look at Sophia. I see the way you've always looked at her. You're lucky I don't break your fucking legs for disrespecting my sister every time your wandering eyes land on my girl," I gritted out. "And if you pull that peeping Tom bullshit again, next thing you'll be looking at is the ceiling of your goddamn hospital room."
"I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't tell your dad shit. Maybe you should try to keep your dick in your pants and he wouldn't fucking notice."
He shrugged me off, starting to walk away toward his car.
"Jealous?"
I yelled, stopping him in his tracks. He ran his hands through his hair in a frustrated gesture before walking back over to me, shoving his fingers into my chest.
"You're no good for her, man. She's a good girl. All you're going to do is bring her down with you. I'm trying to save her from your hell, exactly the way I'm trying to save your sister."
He pointed to the house.
"I'm the good guy here."
"You're a fucking wolf in sheep's clothing. I can't make you stay away from Amari, but I sure as fuck will make you hurt if you so much as upset my sister.
It's only a matter of time until she sees through you.
I hope for your sake, it's sooner rather than later."
"Is that a threat, Martinez?"
"No, motherfucker. I will put a bullet in your fucking head without blinking an eye. That's a threat. Stay away from Sophia and start looking at my sister like she's the only one you really want to fuck. You claim to love Amari. Then fucking show me your worth."
His chest heaved. The air was so thick between us he stepped back and away from me, backing down like the pussy he was.
"I love your sister. I love her more than anything. Don't misinterpret my concern for Sophia for something that it's not. You don't know me, Martinez.
I know who you... You don't know shit about shit."
"I know your sister is scared of you. How long do you think it's going to take until Sophia is too?"
"Amari is scared of everything. That doesn't mean shit to me. You let me worry about Sophia. You keep my father out of this. She is mine. Do you hear me? Mine. You don't get to tell on me like a little puta, then walk away with your dick tucked between your legs for trying to be a Boy Scout."
"For the last time, I didn't say shit to your dad. Why do you automatically assume it's me? I'm not the only one that knows,"
he said, stepping toward me again. I knew what he was insinuating, and I couldn't hold back any longer. I gripped the front of his shirt, tugging him toward me. My face was now inches away from his. You have some brass fucking balls throwing my sister in the line of fire to save your sorry ass. Amari wouldn't betray me. Neither would my mother. It's called loyalty, you fuck. You seem to lack that fucking trait.
I let go, glaring him up and down.
I won't warn you again.
And I wouldn't.
Chapter 7. Martinez.
You ready, cariño?
Sofia sighed, looking at me through the full-length mirror in front of her.
You are the most impatient man in the world. Do you know that?
She lamented, rolling her eyes as she continued to apply her lipstick, not paying me any mind.
I fucking hated that shit, and she knew it.
She was naturally beautiful. I was over to her in 3 strides, grabbing her wrist and turning her face to me.
You sassing me, baby?
I asked, wiping off the lipstick she'd just applied. She rolled her eyes at me again as my hands inched toward her ass.
It's not sass when it's true, she mocked.
I spanked her hard and grabbed her ass, making her yelp.
Ow, don't! That stung.
I grinned as she pushed against my chest, trying to get out of my grasp. It was no use. She wasn't going anywhere unless I wanted her to, but it was still entertaining as fuck to watch her try.
It's my birthday. I'm allowed to do whatever the fuck I want today.
What's your excuse for the rest of the year? She giggled, as I slowly moved my hands near her inner thighs. It didn't take much time to make her squirm. She was sensitive everywhere. I made sure to touch her every chance I got, just to hear her laugh. She tried to swat my hands away.
Stop! That tickles.
Thrashing and throwing her head back with laughter. She gasped when I suddenly lifted her up, leaning her back against the wall with a slight thud, wrapping her legs around my waist and her arms around my neck for support. She bit her lip as I stared into her big green eyes that I knew held my future.
For someone who is so impatient, you sure are making it hard for me to get ready. I thought you wanted to go,
she rasped as I kissed along the pulse of her neck, triggering a small moan to escape her lips.
Everything I want, everything I need, is right here in my arms,
I said, continuing my assault, kissing every spot I knew that drove her crazy. She was wearing a low-cut tank that I wanted nothing more than to rip the fuck off. Her breathing hitched when I reached the top of her cleavage that was on full display. All I knew was that when her body was pressed up against mine, it took every ounce of strength I had to not go balls deep in her sweet pussy. We had messed around a few times, but I kept with the PG-13 bullshit for the most part. She wasn't ready for what I so desperately wanted to do to her. Not yet. I deliberately pushed my hard cock against her core so she could feel my need for her. Continuing my descent, I took it a step further. My hand started to roam from her hip up her side, grazing her tit, causing another moan to escape her mouth.
Shh! Your grandparents are home,
I groaned, rubbing my cock along her heat again, making her legs wrap tighter around my waist. She wanted to feel every inch of our contact. My hands worked their way under her tank, the need to feel her soft skin against my calloused fingers won. I peered into her eyes. Our connection had always been flawless and easy. It was never a burden or an obligation to be with her. If anything, she was my salvation, the only good thing I had in my life. Love and desperation. Longing and guilt. My feelings were so torn that I questioned my resolve to not take her up against the wall right then and there. When her small, delicate hand started moving from my neck down to my chest, I instantly grabbed her wrists, bringing them above her head, holding them tight in my grasp.
Did I say you could touch me?
I taunted, brushing my lips slightly over hers. She shook her head no, her nose grazing mine.
Well, I don't remember saying you could touch me,
she countered, angling her head, trying to kiss me. I chuckled against her mouth.
When you own something, you can touch it whenever you want. You belong to me, cariño.
I breathed out, pecking her lips, giving her what she wanted.
Your heart belongs to me, doesn't it?
She simply replied.
Mm-hmm.
I deepened our kiss, getting lost in the feeling of her velvety tongue. She pulled away first, and I immediately missed her lips. Smirking up at me through her lashes, she purred.
And so do your balls, buddy.
Tearing one of her hands free from my grasp, she reached for my boys. I intercepted it, kissing her palm before claiming her mouth again, slow, deep, and passionate.
No, sweetheart,
I coaxed in between kissing. Without warning, I released her hands and stepped back, causing her to fall to her feet unexpectedly. She whimpered from the loss of my touch, glaring at me as she adjusted her clothes. I spoke with conviction. Those are still fucking mine. Now grab your shit, let's go. I have the worst case of blue balls known to mankind. And with that, I walked away, hearing her laugh from a distance. We said our goodbyes to her grandparents. She told them she was staying with my sister for the weekend and would be back on Sunday. I threw her overnight bag in the trunk of my car and opened the passenger door for her. I have a surprise for your birthday, she announced, as I backed out of the driveway. Is that right? She nodded her head, gazing out her window, blushing. Yep. Head downtown. I fucking hated surprises. In the world I lived in, surprises were never a good thing. But I would let her have it this one time because the simple flush of her cheeks made my cock twitch, wanting to know what else would cause her to blush like that. We rode in comfortable silence while I held her hand in my lap, bringing it up to my lips every so often, gently caressing it. The feeling of her soft, smooth, silky flesh in my mouth was one of my favorite sensations. I loved to feel her. Her vanilla and honey scent that always lingered around her drove me mad. It was like a direct signal to my fucking cock. I had been arguing with my parents for weeks about not wanting to make an ordeal out of my 17th birthday. Of course they didn't listen, especially since it landed on a weekend. I was able to convince my mom to throw the party the day after my actual birthday so that I could spend the day with Sophia. She reluctantly agreed. Make a right into that parking lot. Why am I parking at the Hyatt, Cariño? I asked, glancing over at her. She shrugged, turning to look at me with a huge smile on her face. Just park the car, buddy. I got it under control. I cocked an eyebrow with a stern expression. Please? She added with a pouty lip. I shook my head, chuckling. Throwing the stick shift of my 67 SS Chevelle into neutral, I pulled the parking brake, popped open the trunk, and got out. Ever since I could remember, I had a thing for old muscle cars. The Chevelle was my birthday gift from my parents last year. They replaced the engine to a 396 this year. Sophia reached for her bag but wasn't quick enough. I took the strap and threw it over my shoulder. Grabbing her hand, I started to walk in. She led us to the elevator, not bothering to stop at the front desk. She wasn't fucking around when she said she had everything taken care of. The elevator pinged when we reached the top floor, and the door slid open. She pulled out a room key and led me down the hallway to room 2406. Close your eyes. I didn't. Oh, come on. Don't you trust me? I promise I won't steal your virtue. We don't have to do anything you don't want to, baby. She teased in a sarcastic tone I didn't fucking appreciate. Narrowing my eyes at her, I stated, Aren't you cute? You better watch it, sweetheart. You may end up with a surprise of your own with that sassy little mouth of yours, I stated, gesturing to my cock. She bit her lip, looking up at me through her lashes. Something gleamed in her eyes I'd never seen before. Without turning, she pushed on the handle and the door clicked open. I would be lying if I said I wasn't completely captivated by her and where this was possibly leading. She grabbed my hand and walked backward, never taking her gaze off mine. Both of us lost in our own thoughts as we walked through the foyer of the suite and into the living room. I didn't pay any mind to our surroundings, just following Sophia to wherever the fuck she led me. How did you get this room?
Amari, she simply stated. She helped me plan all of this, gesturing around the room.
And what exactly is this? As if on cue, we walked into the bedroom. The shades were drawn, but the sliding glass door to my right was open, allowing a warm breeze to surround us. Dropping her hand, I walked around the room taking in the scattered rose petals on the floor and bed. The lit candles on the nightstands and dresser only emphasized the romantic allure to what she had done. For the first time in my life, I was speechless. I followed the rose petals that led out to the balcony, finding a table set up for two, placed perfectly by the railing, with more candles illuminating the small space. A stunning view of Manhattan shined bright behind it. I stood there for a few minutes, lost in my thoughts. My emotions, that I was supposed to keep in check at all times, were getting the best of me. The thought she had put into this night made me love her just a little bit more. I couldn't hold back the feeling that she was the one for me. My girl. I pulled back the drapes to walk inside. Sophia, this is... I stopped dead in my tracks when I saw her. She was wearing one of my white-collared button-down shirts, leaving it slightly unbuttoned, faintly exposing her breasts and stomach. There was a red ribbon tied around her waist, holding my shirt in place. She sat in the center of the king-sized bed with her legs tucked underneath her, looking so fucking tiny, her hair cascading down the sides of her face and body. The soft flicker of light from the candles danced off her creamy, smooth skin. She was breathtaking. In all my life, I had never seen anything so fucking beautiful before, and I knew right then and there. I was done for. Chapter 8. Martinez. I leaned my shoulder against the sliding doorframe with my arms folded over my chest, cocking my head to the side, soaking up every last inch of her body. A memory I would cherish and take to my grave. Grinning, I rasped, "Is it bedtime, cariño?
Why don't you come here and unwrap your present, birthday boy? I can guarantee sleep will be the last thing on your mind," she purred, patting the bed.
I didn't need to be told twice. I pushed off the doorframe with precise and calculated strides till I was standing at the edge of the bed, hovering above her half-naked body. She brought the legs out in front of her in a submitting gesture, her eyes dilated, waiting for my next move. I slowly leaned forward, never taking my eyes off hers. With one swift movement, I grabbed her ankles and tugged her toward me. She came effortlessly, breathless and dazed, caught off guard by the turn of events. I ran my hands up her long legs, leaving goosebumps in their wake, wanting to feel her in every possible way.
"Is this what you want? Is that why you brought me here tonight? To fuck you? Because once I'm inside you, I won't hold back. I won't stop until I have explored every last inch of your body,"
I admitted, needing her to know what she was getting herself into.
"I don't make love, Sophia. I fuck. I fuck long. I fuck hard. I want to fuck you. It's taking every ounce of restraint inside of me right now to not take you like that. It's all I know. I've never made love, baby, but I want to, with you."
Every fiber of my being raged to touch her, but my heart was in my throat. My pulse quickened, waiting for her to say something, anything, terrified that I had scared her. Sophia was the last person in the world that I wanted afraid of me. She licked her lips, slowly getting on her knees at the edge of the bed, inches away from where I stood. Her eyes never wavered from one another as she reached over to touch my heart that I swear was beating a mile a minute.
"I know you won't hurt me. I trust you with my life, Alejandro. I love you."
That was the first time she'd said those three words to me. I never repeated them after the moment was lost that night in my room, not finding another time to relive it.
"I don't know what tomorrow will bring, Sophia. Nothing in my life is guaranteed. I don't know what kind of life I can offer you, or what kind of man I'll turn into. All I know is that I love you, and I'll protect you with my life, taking my last breath if I have to."
Her eyes watered and her lip trembled from the truth of our love story.
"I can't imagine my life without you. I'd rather die than live a day without seeing your beautiful face. I need you, and that's a terrifying thing for a man like me. I shouldn't bring you into this life, into this world, but I can't let you go. I won't. You're the only thing that makes sense to me. The only thing that's just for me and no one else. I'm not going to stand here and bullshit you. I'm not a good man, Sophia, but you make me want to be one."
Tears slid down her face as she took in every last word that came out of my mouth. Using my thumbs, I wiped her tears away, holding my whole life between my hands.
"I want to marry you as soon as we graduate. I want you to carry my last name and claim you as mine."
I caressed the sides of her face, seeing myself in her glossy eyes.
"You don't have to answer now, cariño. I just needed you to know that I'm not going anywhere. Mi vida es tuya."
I honestly spoke. "My life is yours." She didn't say a word, but she didn't need to. Her eyes showed me everything I needed to hear. Wanting to live in the moment with her, I didn't falter, slowly pulling at the ends of the ribbon that were securing my shirt, undoing them, and letting it fall to the bed. My dress shirt fell to the sides, baring her perfect fucking body. I took her in for the first time with a predatory regard, from her perky breasts to her small waist and narrow hips, letting my eyes linger before moving down to where I wanted to look the most. Her slender thighs exposed her tight, tucked pussy lips that had the landing strip at the top.
"Jesus Christ, you're so fucking beautiful."
I peered up into her eyes, and she shyly smiled. Her cheeks turned my favorite shade of red. Never breaking eye contact, I brought my hand up to my mouth, licking my index and middle fingers, making them wet before I placed them on her pussy. She gasped when I pulled back her hood to expose her clit. A deep growl escaped from within my core. I roughly gripped the back of her neck and tugged her toward me, my mouth colliding with hers. Her lips parted against mine as I worked her nub in ways that had her legs spreading wider and her hips rocking against my hand. Clutching the back of her neck, I brought us closer, but not nearly close enough. I slipped my tongue into her waiting mouth. I wanted no space or distance between us, savoring every last touch, every last push and pull, every last movement of my fingers against her pussy, my lips against her mouth. As if she was made just for me. Only me. Her body started to tremble as she threw her head back, breaking our kiss, our connection. I knew she was close. Her hooded glare crippled me in ways I never thought possible. My balls ached to be inside her. She hadn't even touched my cock yet, and I could feel her all over. So intense. So consuming. So mind-blowing. "That feel good, cariño," I huskily murmured.
"Please don't stop,"
she begged, leaning into my touch, placing her hands on my shoulders for support. Grinning, I moved her clit side to side.
"Don't stop what? What don't you want me to stop?"
"That. What you're doing. Please."
"Here?"
I baited, changing the angle of my fingers.
"Yes,"
she moaned, coming apart as her eyes rolled to the back of her head. Not giving her a chance to recover, I roughly pulled her legs out from beneath her, dropping her back to the bed. She yelped, surprised. My arms wrapped around her thighs, and I tugged her toward me, bringing her ass near the edge of the bed. I immediately dropped to my knees, placing her legs on my shoulders, burying my face in her perfect pink pussy that I've done nothing but dream about. She squirmed as I licked her from her opening to her clit, sucking hard before going back to her opening to fuck her with my tongue. Her back arched off the bed, wanting more, and I readily obliged. She was my new favorite goddamn flavor. I couldn't take it anymore. My dick throbbed against my slacks. I unbuckled my belt, letting my pants fall to the floor, fisting my hard cock in the palm of my hand as it sprang free, jerking myself off while I continued to make love to her with my mouth, bringing us both to the brink of coming undone.
"Puck,"
she panted in a heady tone, bringing my attention back up to her. She was leaning up on her elbows and staring with wide eyes, watching me devour her as I simultaneously stroked my cock. Her intense stare set my already burning body on fucking fire. When her legs began to shake and her eyes shuddered, I knew she was close again. I didn't falter, easing my middle finger into her opening. I needed to get her ready to take my dick. The last thing I wanted to do was hurt her. There was no way in hell she could take all of me if I didn't. Her body instantly locked up when she felt my finger. I sucked on her clit harder, moving my head side to side and up and down until her body sank into the mattress and her thighs loosened up, slowly pushing my finger in deeper, going right for her G-spot. She was so fucking tight, her climax only making her tighter. She whimpered at the sudden intrusion. The pain mixed in with the pleasure had my cock aching to be inside of her.
"Almost there, baby,"
I groaned, licking her clit.
"I'm going right fucking here."
She loudly moaned when I pressed against her G-spot, squeezing her legs together from the new sensation.
"Oh, God, I can't.
"Relax. I'll take care of you. Just let go, cariño."
"It's too much. Oh, my God."
Her body was shaking so fucking bad that I had to let go of my cock and lock my arm around her legs, holding her in place. Seconds later, she came hard, screaming out my goddamn name. Flicking my tongue one last time on her clit, I let her ride out her orgasm on my face until her body went lax. I stood, licking her orgasm from my lips, savoring the taste of her. Her eyes instantly widened when she saw my hard cock for the first time.
"Alejandro, that thing will never fit."
"It will,"
I interrupted, trying to ease her mind while I unbuttoned my shirt, grinning down at her.
"It's going to kill me."
"It won't."
I threw it on the chair.
"Are you pus-"
"I am." Kicking off my shoes and slacks that were now bunched up at my ankles, grabbing my wallet before tossing them aside too.
"We don't need that,"
she informed me when she saw me pulling out a condom.
"I'm on the pill, and I trust you."
I grinned again, crawling up her body, kissing her skin as I made my way to her face. I caged her in with my arms, reassuring her.
"I'll always take care of you. When you're with me, Sophia, you let me worry about everything,"
I whispered against her lips. The second my tongue touched hers, it turned into its own moment, its own creation. We were in our own world. My legs spread hers, readily laying in between them, placing all my weight on my arms that were cradling her face. I peered deep into her eyes, murmuring, "I've never gone raw before." She beamed, her smile lighting up her entire face. It was so fucking contagious. I couldn't help but smile back at her. I started placing soft kisses down her cleavage and toward her nipple while still looking up at her. Wanting to witness the effect I had, I sucked her nipple into my mouth, swirling my tongue as my hand caressed her other breast, leaving her breathless beneath me. Placing the tip of my dick at her opening, I gently bit down on her nipple, giving her exactly what she craved. "Te amo," I whispered. "I love you," needing her to hear it.
"I love you too,"
she repeated, moving her hips, beckoning me to keep going. I lowered my hand toward her clit, playing with her already overstimulated nub, slowly easing my way inside her. "Are you okay?" I groaned into her mouth. She nodded, trying to catch her bearings as I pushed in further and deeper. Nothing compared or even came close to the feeling of Sophia, to the sensations that only she stirred within me. Slowly, I pushed in inch by inch, letting her pussy adjust to my cock, thrusting through her barrier till I was balls deep. A throaty moan escaped my lips as she whimpered in pain. "You're mine, Sophia," I huskily reminded, causing her to smile through the discomfort. I took a moment when I was fully inside her, cherishing the feel of her for the first time, not stopping the friction of my fingers against her clit. I gradually started driving in and out, rubbing my fingers faster, with more determination. Her body began moving in perfect sync with mine as I grabbed her ass, pushing her further and further down my shaft. She was so fucking tight, so fucking wet, and so fucking perfect. I kissed her again, savoring the silky feel of my mouth claiming what was mine, before resting my forehead on hers, thrusting a little faster, a little deeper, a little harder. Her back arched off the bed in a frenzy from the pain and pleasure of it all. It didn't take long until she started matching my thrusts, grinding her hips with mine, her legs opening wider for me. "I want to fuck you so hard right now, baby. I want you to feel me in the morning. I want you to feel me all fucking day, but you're so tight and I'm holding back as much as I can," I growled. She didn't say anything, just lifted her hips, making a silent plea to take it further. Positioning my knee higher, her leg inclined with mine, her breathing elevated, and I knew I was hitting her G-spot better from that angle. I grabbed the back of her neck to keep our eyes locked. My forehead hovered above hers as we caught our breaths, trying to find a unified rhythm. I once again brought her hips to meet mine, pushing my tongue in, claiming every last goddamn inch of her. My movements became harder and rougher, her body responding to everything I was giving her. Everything I was taking. Her eyes dilated in pleasure, but also in pain. I immediately lapped at her breasts, unable to get enough of her, and wanting to take her mind off the sting and focus on the ecstasy. Moving back up to her face, our mouths were now parted as we both panted profusely, unable to control the movements of our bodies.
"Oh, God, I'm going. I think I'm gonna come."
I thrust faster, moving my fingers hastily.
"Yes, Alejandro, yes,"
she breathed out, climaxing all down my shaft, taking me right over the edge with her. I came so fucking hard inside her, kissing her passionately and holding her tighter till there was nothing left inside of me.
"Te amo, cariño."
We stayed like that for I don't know how long, enjoying the feel of our skin-on-skin contact for the first time. I kissed all around her face, her neck, back up to her face again. She was mine. For the rest of my life, I would never let her go. And I didn't. Chapter 9. Martinez. In the last year and a half, Sophia really became part of our family. She even helped my mom plan my 18th birthday party a few months ago. They went everywhere together for weeks, making sure they had the perfect cake, food, and entertainment. I think my mom saw her more than I did. The party was a fucking shit show. My mom wanted it to be extra special because I was officially an adult now. A man was what she called me, no longer her baby. She and Sophia had gotten close in the last year. They loved each other. And since Sophia had lost her mother at a young age, my mom took her under her wing. Sophia was interested in things Amari didn't give a fuck about, and my mom took advantage of that any chance she could get. She taught Sophia how to cook all my favorite meals, what kind of Spanish spices she needed to have at all times, and other random shit, like how to fold my clothes. It was how she took care of my father, and if she was trying to mold Sophia to be anything like her, then who the fuck was I to complain? I let her have that. I think she tried to pretend like I hadn't seen the things I had, as if my father wasn't showing me more and more violence as the days went on. How the world really wasn't a good fucking place. Seeing bloodshed had become the norm for me. My mom, Sophia, and Mari all looked the other way when I came home with bloody cut-up knuckles or blood-stained shirts. My father had his dirty hands in everything from drugs to guns to clubs. He was the definition of organized crime, and there was very little that he didn't own and operate. Politicians, police, FBI agents, they were all corrupt and all in his pocket. Not a damn thing could be traced back to him. He'd built a motherfucking empire on nothing but shady-ass shit. The darkness that was all around our family only dragged me further and further into the abyss. Mom didn't acknowledge the present he handed me on my birthday, wanting nothing to do with it. Two matching 9mm Glocks with a harness that I was to wear under my suit jacket at all times, never being allowed to leave the house without being strapped. Sophia wasn't too happy about it either, but didn't say a word to me. She knew what kind of life I was leading. The look on her face spoke volumes the first time she put her arms around me and felt the guns between us. The irony was not lost on me. A few weeks before our graduation, I took Sophia back to that same room where I took her virginity. Following through with my promise, I never gave her a ring, so I had to redeem myself. I wanted her to know I was serious. Last time she never gave me an answer. Her agreement was left unspoken, but I needed to hear the word, yes. She excitedly agreed as I put a white gold infinity ring on her finger, making her another promise that I would replace it with a diamond after we told my father we were engaged. I didn't want to have to answer to him so soon. I just wanted to enjoy our engagement for as long as I could. There was no hiding it from my mother. She noticed her finger with the sparkling band as soon as we walked in. All she did was smile to herself as she strolled away from us. I knew we had her blessing. It wasn't her I was worried about. When I put the ring on Sophia's finger, I also promised her that she didn't have to do a damn thing once she was my wife. I would take care of us. She said all she wanted was a family. I let her know that I would gladly make that happen the night of our wedding, if that's what she wanted. Prom was in a few weeks and graduation wasn't far behind that. I couldn't wait to get the fuck out of school. I wasn't going to college. That much was a given. I didn't even know why I bothered finishing high school, other than because it made my mom happy. She wanted my diploma to hang right next to Amari's on the wall or some shit. Amari graduated last year along with Michael. I thought about what she said a few years ago in the attic all the time, about getting the hell out of here as soon as she graduated and was old enough. She was still living at home nearly a year later. I was hopeful that maybe she accepted this was her life, and at the end of the day, we were her family.
Alejandro Eduardo Martinez de la Cruz!
Mom shouted my whole name, pulling me away from my thoughts. She walked right over and stood in front of the television, yelling with her hands in the air.
¿Tú le dijiste a Sofía que no sabes bailar?
She roared, adding, You told Sofía that you don't know how to dance? Fuck. Sofía had been busting my balls about wedding songs and mother-slash-son songs. I finally just said I didn't know how to dance and she should choose whatever she wanted to get her off my ass.
Mamá, estoy viendo una película,
I replied. I'm watching a movie, moving my head to see around her with a stern expression. Not right now. She didn't falter, immediately turning around to shut it off. From the corner of my eye, I caught Sophia giggling in the archway, her hands over her mouth as she watched my mom reprimand me.
What's so funny, cariño?
Her head fell back with laughter. She was definitely going to pay for this later.
I taught you cómo bailar, to dance, by the time you were standing,
Mom reminded in an authoritative tone with a hand on her hip and the other out in front of her, waving a finger in that Hispanic mom way. If this were anyone else but my mother, I would never have allowed it.
Why did you lie to Sophia?
She didn't give me a chance to explain before continuing her outburst.
You know how to dance to everything, especially salsa and merengue. I made sure of it.
She patted her chest, moving toward the receiver in the corner of the room. I knew exactly what she was going to do, and I dreaded every last fucking second of it. Sophia couldn't stop giggling, and gave up on trying to hide it, leaning against the archway with her arms crossed over her chest, enjoying the show. Mi Gente, by Hector Lavoe, blared through the speakers, one of her favorite songs. I took a deep breath, trying to calm the anticipation of where this was leading. She strutted her way over to me, moving her body to the rhythm of the salsa song.
Ben,
she said, come, reaching her hands out for me.
Mama,
I warned.
You don't tell me no, Ben,
she repeated, pulling me toward her.
Show Sophia how you move. Make your mama proud.
She placed one hand on my shoulder and the other out to the side, waiting for me to get into position.
Ready?
I guess I have to be,
I retorted, stepping closer, taking my mother's hand and wrapping the other around her upper back. We began to move. I stepped forward as she stepped back, and then vice versa. My hips swayed with the beat of the music, doing a basic rock step, repeating it a few more times, getting used to the movement until we found our synchronized pattern. I took the lead, grabbing her right hand, bringing her around in an underarm turn, while our feet kept the basic rhythm going. It didn't take long for us to lose ourselves in the music, almost forgetting Sophia was watching. We moved effortlessly around the living room. I brought our arms up into a cross-arm turn, spinning her, and then myself, always returning to our basic hold, our feet never missing a beat as I brought her across my body, spinning her three times across the floor toward Sophia. She stood there, watching our every move with lust in her eyes. I spun my mom one last time and eased her into a dip, taking her by surprise, causing her to bust out laughing. It was the second best sound in the world. I love seeing her like this, so carefree. I locked eyes with Sophia as I brought my mom up, hugging her to my chest, kissing her head before letting her go. Mom danced towards Sophia, who took a few steps back, putting her hands out in front of her, shaking her head no.
I don't know how to dance to this,
she laughed out.
Ben, come,
she insisted, grabbing Sophia's hands and tugging her toward her.
You learn. You need to dance like this at your wedding.
Mom winked, spinning her in my direction, letting her fall into my arms. Sophia's face paled, shocked by my mother's mention of a wedding.
Alejandro will teach you. Show her, Alejandro. I want to go get a camera to take pictures. No, Mama, no camera. I think you have embarrassed me enough for one day. Go on, teach her. I'll be right back.
She was a very persistent woman who went after what she wanted.
Muy bien, cariño,
I praised. Good job. When I brought her against my chest, loving the feel of her in my arms, I could never get enough of it.
I can't believe she's okay with this. Us getting married so young?
She questioned with worry in her eyes.
Well, she married my dad when she was barely 17. My grandparents had to sign papers in order for them to have a ceremony. My father is 20 years older than her.
Her eyes widened in disbelief.
She loves you, Sophia. It's hard not to.
She would be pleased to call you her daughter. She smiled. I placed her left arm on my shoulder, my hand wrapped around her back, our other hands entwined at her sides. She gasped when I unexpectedly brought my right leg in between hers, so she was pretty much straddling my thigh. I wanted no distance between us.
I don't remember you and your mom dancing this close, buddy. You're invading my personal space.
Is that right?
I lifted my leg a little higher, brushing her inner thighs, inching away from her pussy, feeling her heat.
I grinned, forewarning. Hold on tight.
What?
I led us around in fast circles, grinding my hips against hers, pausing only when the music allowed it. I twirled her around and brought her back toward me, our chests colliding.
Whoa,
she breathed out.
Good girl.
I repeated the same step a few times till she caught on, and I could show her new ones. She was smiling and laughing the entire time, breathless. Her face was so goddamn beautiful as I showed her basic salsa steps and how to sway her luscious ass to the music, never thinking that I would actually enjoy doing this with her. I hated dancing, but dancing with her, I fucking loved.
Míralos,
Mom yelled. Look at you, snapping picture after picture with her camera until I excused myself. I could see my mom wanted a private moment with my girl.
Sophia,
Mom rasped, holding my world in between her hands. I stood by the archway, leaning against the wall with my hands in my pockets. They hadn't noticed I was still there. The music continued floating through the air as my mom and Sophia stood face to face.
You brought life into my son. You brought light and love into his heart. You're an angel. I have never seen him like this before.
This world, Sophia, is very hard. It is so easy to slip into the darkness. I have seen my husband turn into a man I don't know. There are some days...
She stopped herself from what she was going to say. I lowered my eyebrows, confused, caught off guard by what she had just shared.
I can't save my baby from it. As much as I wish I could, I can't. It's out of my hands now. It's in yours. You love him. You love him with all your heart, always. You show him that light that lives inside of you. You never let the darkness into your home. There's no going back once it's there. Do you understand me?
Sophia frowned,
nodding, her eyes filling with tears. Promise me. Promise me.
Mom repeated, her voice breaking.
I promise, Miss Martinez.
No more of this Miss Martinez nonsense anymore. You can call me Mama.
You're family now.
Mom breathed a sigh of relief and kissed her forehead. We spent the rest of the afternoon dancing, laughing, and enjoying each other's company. It was one of the happiest days of my life. I couldn't stop thinking about what my mother said, never realizing that those words would forever haunt me. Chapter 10. Martinez. Guests fill the banquet hall for our engagement party. Everyone was dancing, talking, and enjoying the night that probably cost my parents a small fortune. The clinking of glass rang through the room.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention for just a minute? As the best man, I'd like to make a toast to the happy couple, Leo announced, standing up from his seat. I've known Martinez since we were 12 years old, and he saved my ass on the first day of school. We have been friends ever since, he chuckled, winking at me. He was a cocky son of a bitch back then, and as you all know, not much has changed.
The room broke out in laughter, Sophia nodding in agreement.
I've never seen him the way he is with Sophia, with anyone else. I couldn't be happier for him.
You have finally met your match. Sophia, have fun with him, and I wish you the best of luck.
He nodded toward us, and I flicked him off.
Everyone, please raise your glasses and help me wish this beautiful couple a lifetime of happiness. Salute.
Leo raised his glass, and our guests followed suit, all wishing us the best.
Wow, I can't believe you know all these people. Is our wedding going to be this big, too?
Sophia whispered to me with astonishment. I shook my head, letting out a small chuckle from the look on her face, pulling her into a tight hug and kissing her head.
If my mother has anything to do with it,
I replied, drawing back, glancing at the side of her face as she continued to take in the sea of family, friends, associates, and enemies. My father always kept his friends close, but his enemies closer. It was another mentality that kept you alive. We finally told him we were getting married a few days after we graduated 3 months ago. He took the news of our engagement better than we expected, catching us all off guard when he offered us his blessing. It wasn't as if I would have given him a choice in the matter if he hadn't. Mom insisted on stealing Sophia, walking with her around the room at our party, introducing her to everyone. She was the belle of the ball, who had all of my mom's rich bitch friends hanging on every word she said, kissing her ass, knowing who she was to me. A part of me knew that as much as Sophia was scared of this life, she was also secretly drawn to it. It was hard not to be. From an outsider looking in, it was a glamorous life. When in reality, it was hell on earth. Once I finally got Sophia back from my mom, I took her out on the dance floor, holding her tight, humming the soft melody in her ear.
I can't believe you made me think that I lost my ring.
She peered down at the 3-carat diamond that I had added to her infinity ring, setting the stone right in the center of the symbol. I surprised her with it that morning, and she spent the rest of the day thanking me for it.
I'm still shocked your dad reacted so calmly to our engagement. Maybe he isn't so bad, Alejandro,
she admitted out of nowhere. As soon as those words left her mouth, I stopped dancing.
Look at me,
I ordered in a harsh tone.
He's the devil, Sophia. He's the goddamn devil. I never want you thinking he's anything but.
She lowered her eyebrows.
And you? What does that make you?
Next in line,
I replied without hesitation, starting to move with her again. She grimaced, following my lead.
Are you going to change when you take over? Am I not going to know who you are anymore?
She finally asked what had been plaguing her since the day she made my mom that promise. I would be lying if I said I hadn't noticed a change in her after that day. More questions in her eyes. More worry in her tone. More uncertainty in her actions. More, more, more. I grazed her cheek with the back of my fingers, getting her to relax, promising myself right then and there that I would never lie to her.
You look beautiful, cariño. You didn't answer my question. You shouldn't ask questions you really don't want the answers to.
She jerked back, hurt, taking a step away from me.
I am who I am, Sofia.
She didn't falter, blurting.
Have you killed anyone else, Alejandro? I mean, since that night. Is there any more blood on your hands?
What I do is none of your concern.
So that's a yes?
She huffed, shaking her head in disbelief.
It's not a no.
She backed further away from me, my statement causing her to shudder. For the first time, she looked at me as if she didn't know me. A glare of disgust spread over her face. It killed me not to lie to her. I hated that I couldn't tell her what she wanted to hear. It would have been easy to pull her into my arms and relieve her worry. I wasn't made like that.
I may have been a lot of things, but a liar wasn't one of them.
She turned her back on me, wrapping her arms around herself in a comforting gesture, needing to get away from the truth that was blatantly staring her in the face.
Me.
I allowed her the space she needed, even though I fucking hated it. I ran my hands through my hair in a frustrated gesture, locking eyes with my father across the room. He was smoking a cigar, with his associates standing around him, lifting his glass of whiskey out in front of him in a congratulations gesture. I grabbed a glass off the table in front of me, nodding, returning the sentiment. I swiftly downed the contents before turning to leave, desperately needing to get some air and space of my own. Feeling as though the room was closing in on me, I needed to clear my head from the fear that I felt in my heart and the thoughts that cluttered my mind. My present and my future colliding. I grabbed a bottle of bourbon from the bar and left, taking a swig as soon as I walked outside the back entrance of the banquet hall. I wanted to be alone. I wanted to drown my sorrows. I wanted to get lost in my own thoughts, my own compulsions, my own hell. The fiery liquid burned as I took another swig, welcoming the pain that resonated in my chest. I wanted to pretend like the last 10 minutes didn't fucking happen, like my whole world hadn't crashed down around me with a look I never wanted to experience again. I knew it was only a matter of time before Sofia would want answers I couldn't provide. Soon, her whole life would be changing, and not for the better. I made that decision. No one else but me. Michael's words haunted me with each step on the gravel that took me away from my own party, not giving a fuck where I was going. Just walking, aimlessly, trying, hoping, praying that I was doing the right thing. That loving her wouldn't be her destruction. Never realizing that it might be mine. I turned back around searching the wooded area that surrounded me, suddenly feeling the loss of her light she always brought into my life. Out of the corner of my eyes, I saw shadows in the distance. It took me a second to realize it was my mom. She was standing in front of her bodyguard Roberto in a gazebo. I stepped closer to get a better view, and it was then that I noticed she looked pissed. Nothing like the vibrant, radiant woman she had been all night. Gone was the smile and happy demeanor. She threw her hands up in the air, furiously shaking her head. Pointing toward the hall, she exaggerated her words. Saying something I couldn't make out. The expression on her face had my mind racing. Roberto said something with a look of remorse, causing her to tense and turn her back to him. She stared off into the distance with her arms crossed over her chest.